BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here. I'm currently at a train station waiting to go back to London. But here's today's podcast from Tendring Technology College. We gave them their best day ever, including Rexton doing a live lounge and chatting about their school memories. Professor Green pops in to play Normo or Not. Grimmy pokes his head round some classrooms and lots of fun from the school. This is BBC Radio 1 and we're at Tendring College for their best day ever. Also coming up later, as well as Professor Green doing a round of Normo or Not, which is going to be good, with the students, we are going to have Tom Evans and Yvette Lukashuta off of Strictly Come Dancing doing a dance lesson for the kids.
Is that how you pronounce her last name? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, she will crush you. So make sure you get that right. I wouldn't mess with her.
So what's going on now?
Right,
I don't
now,
understand. I'm
we
confused.
Appear to be outside A-level chemistry. It's been a while since I've done this. But can you smell the smell?
We just opened up the door, and there's a massive gas smell coming back at us. So now I'm worried.
Yeah, but it's a large flame.
But it's a really familiar smell.
Yeah.
Smells of school.
Should we walk in?
I'm ready.
Okay, right. So we're now at Tendring.
But I mean, I feel bad.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hello.
You're live on Radio 1.
Now,
please don't take off your goggles.
Should we be concerned that we're the only ones not wearing lab coats?
Do we have to wear lab coats in here?
It's...
Okay. There's no one answered. Can anyone tell me what's actually happening here at the moment, or don't you know?
I'm just seeing fire, sir.
Just seeing fire, yeah. Should we go and talk to them? I'm a bit scared of getting too close.
I don't know how close we should get. So
can we come... Should we stay here?
I'll stay back.
Okay, what are you actually doing?
We are setting fire to Mr. Laurie's hand.
Setting fire to Mr. Laurie's hand.
Hang on. Whoa!
Oh,
how did he do
okay,
that?
Okay, right, and now he's running under a cold tap.
Okay, so one of
why are you setting fire to his hand in the name of science, please? Okay,
but
they never did this in my lessons. So because it's superhero day, they're turning Mr. Laurie into a human torch.
So
is this what normally happens in lessons? Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, do you want to describe what happened? He's basically got a handful of bubbles.
Yeah.
And then the other teacher is literally leaning over with a big stick and setting him on fire.
But, I mean, he's going up
fine.
In quite a lot of flames. Like, his whole arm is going up in big flames.
I really want to go.
Yeah.
Is this allowed? Can I?
Is he allowed to have a go?
Okay, good.
Okay, this is Radio 1.
Allowed?
There is a live science experiment about to happen. I'm not getting too close to the fire myself.
No.
There's a lot of test tubes.
Okay, I can take that off.
Around. Let me just go and speak to this lady here. Am I too close now without goggles?
You're fine.
Okay, what's your name?
Mrs. Sibley.
Hello, Mrs. Sibley. Okay, so how many students have we got in here today, all in white lab coats?
18, I think.
Okay, and so you're turning him into a superhero by setting him on fire?
Yes.
And how are you doing that, please?
Out of the tap is coming methane. We've got a bit of fairy liquid, and it's causing the bubbles to be filled with the flammable methane.
Okay, why is he rubbing his arm a lot? Is
People
he hurt?
People look worried.
No, he's drying it.
Oh, he's just drying it, okay.
So you're going to
try this out on Chris now. This is probably the most dangerous experiment we've ever done on this show so far, and Chris has done quite a few things on this show.
Do you remember we went to, it was the Radio 1 Academy, where you got... you let me join in an acting class.
Yeah, that was good, but this could be better.
And they ended
I think.
Up punching me.
So can you talk me through, as we're doing it, for people who are listening on the radio, what's actually happening, because they can't see?
So what's happening now is that he's covering his arm in a lot of cold water to stop it burning.
Yeah.
And he's going to take a small pile of the bubbles.
And what are the bubbles?
They're just washing up liquid and methane.
Okay, don't try this at home, please. There are trained professionals doing this right now. Don't try it at home. Okay, so he's got a handful of bubbles, like fairy liquid or any other washing up style bubbles there. And now what are you going to do?
I've lit a splint with a flame and I'm going to just touch it on the edge of the bubbles and they should ignite.
Okay, good luck, Chris.
Good that we haven't practiced this.
Oh, how was that? Was that almost a swear there, wasn't
there? There was mild panic there when the fire didn't go.
Your actual arm was alight for a while.
Mills, 10 minutes in and I'm on fire.
I'm enjoying this science class. Right, let's play American Author's Best Day of My Life. It's the best day ever at Tendring Technology College with Children in Need on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here on Radio 1 and you join me in the relative tranquility of the classroom or one of the... staff rooms, am I right? Staff room, yeah. And the end of lesson bell has just gone off. Ho! Bells are still on. I thought everyone might get a text alert now or something for end of lesson, but they don't.
No,
it's still a bell.
It's old school.
Yeah. How was that? Obviously, we were in an actual science lesson just then for a moment, and we did actually set light to your arm, which we weren't expecting. We didn't know what was going to happen in that lesson, did we?
No, but whilst you were babbling on, he was kind of giving me all the health and safety stuff. Mm. It was... I mean, it's one of the coolest things I've ever done.
But did you think that... You don't have any actual hairs left on your arm now?
No, I do. I do.
But did you think that was going to happen?
No, like... no. But what a cool lesson.
And you actually didn't think it was going to go out for a bit, did you? When he set fire to your arm, you were like, is this going to go out now?
Well, a few people are tweeting me saying I let out the most sort of weirdest
whimper yeah.
that you could ever do.
Obviously, we were in a science lesson with trained professional teachers. Do not try that at home. I can't believe we're having to do warnings 10 minutes
Sorry.
Into the show.
The Scott
Mills Daily. We're live from Essex for Best Day Ever. We've come to a school, Tendring Technology College. Coming up, we'll have a chat with the boys from Rixton who did a fantastic live lounge in the school assembly hall earlier. Everyone's got memories from school, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone remembers it. So we'll talk through those ones, Rixton's ones. A bit later on, Professor Green's going to come in as well. And I don't know if you know this, but Greg James and you are going to serve up some lunch in a minute.
Are we?
Yes, you are.
Amazing.
And
right.
later, off of Strictly Come Dancing, actual rugby's Tom Evans and Yvetta. Fruta Shooter, Lucas Shooter. Shoot. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Scott Mills here. We're working with Children in Need today to give Tendring Technology College the best day ever. But as you can hear, I'm in a really echoey assembly hall on my own. It's weird, all the kids have left. This is where Rixton did their live lounge earlier. We'll replay that again in a bit for you if you missed that. Chris, are you in the... Where are you now?
Hello, Scott. So I'm in the canteen.
Okay.
I'm with Greg James. Say hello, Greg.
Hello.
What's going on, please?
Well, we've got pinnies on, dear. We've got
have
pinnies
you?
And hats on. We're about to serve.
What, you're serving lunch?
Yeah, we're serving lunch. So in front of me, I've got some lovely chicken and gravy. We've got some veggies, of course. And we're now going to serve up some food. I don't know how this is going to work. We need plates. Greg, plate.
I'll do the serving. You do the microphone. I do the asking, Chris. I mean,
we're going real school dinners. What would you like, please? Say again?
Potatoes, Pete. You know,
this man's on a potatoes-only diet.
Just
so,
carbs.
Just carbs.
Are you carb-loading?
Yeah.
He's like, what?
All good. Yep. So, Scott, we've got some lovely... We seem to have a kind of cheesy, creamy thing going on here as
How many spuds do you put on, Chris?
Just load them up a plate. We're in charge, aren't we?
You'll have to limit those because there won't be enough to go around otherwise.
Do you want any meat?
Maximum three each.
Mate, if I was you, I'd go for the beans as well.
You can't have beans and gravies.
Potatoes are dry on their own.
Oh, do you want some extra gravy?
I like that you're giving suggestions of people what to eat. They can decide themselves.
Veg?
Do you know what's funny, though, Scott, is apparently they've already had lunch. So
what, is it second?
These people coming now are on second lunch.
Oh, yes, a man after my own heart.
Exactly. And I feel like we're offering a good service here. Greg's serving the first plate of food here. We've got a bit of a queue on.
Have you?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's hot back here.
It is, isn't it? You don't really do anything, though, Chris. Just... faffing around.
I feel like I'm commentating on Greg doing the work.
The problem is we've got a lot of people watching us here. Lots.
I'll say the pressure's on as well. There's obviously lots of camera phones and stuff like that watching us.
Do you feel self-conscious at all?
I do actually, because I've got a stupid hat on as well.
Oh, have you?
But also, it feels like... not a stupid hat, sorry. I mean a hygienic hat, sorry.
Yes, that's right.
And also, it feels like an angry mob in front of us waiting for lunch because we've been quite slow.
Well, yeah, mate is waiting for his food.
Greg, hey Greg... Greg, you missed a great and fun train journey here earlier.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, you should have been on the train, the fun train. It was lads all the way.
It wasn't that. Oh, you just put beans over it. You've ruined it.
I need something to do.
Chris, you ruined the roast, didn't you? Just put beans. Sorry.
We nearly missed our stop because none of us could see the sign. We couldn't see where we were. Yeah. Is this Thorpe Lesoken or not? But it was.
Yeah, Thorpe Lesoken. That's
big up Thorpe Lesoken.
I drove here with my Bluetooth headset.
Did you? I love that.
Scott, there's one slice of pizza here, which I'm going to treat myself to.
We should go knock, because I think the head chef's hiding.
Oh, right.
Could you bring me some back, please? Whatever you want. The creamy, cheesy thing, the pizzas, all the carbs.
Mills,
I'm down with that.
What's going on in here? We've just opened a cupboard.
We've opened a cupboard
Don't
and there's
open
some
the
people
cupboards.
Hiding.
Paperwork.
Are we doing your job today?
It looked. Okay. We were worried there that we'd replaced two members of staff, and we thought that they'd been locked in a cupboard. That was.
But just some paperwork.
But anyway, okay. Scott, we're going to keep throwing out the school lunches here, right. Doing our bit.
You crack on. I'm going to play. I'm going to play Andy C on Radio One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio One.
We're here for Children in Need today. This is weird. So I'm just looking on Twitter, and is it Mrs. Lewis says, Mills, come to lesson room 34. This is happening to your face in our photography lesson. And what they're doing is photoshopping my face onto Superman. So that's happening. We might pop into a lesson a bit later on. I think they're all going, look, come to room 34. I might do later. This is BBC Radio 1. We're in Tendring at the Tech College for their best day ever. And I believe... Hi there.
Hello.
Nice to see you preparing for life after Radio 1.
What do you mean?
Just doing a bit of serving there in the old dinner. Oh, in the dinner hall.
It was quite good fun, but it was chaos.
What have you got in your hand?
Managed to rob a slice of pizza.
Is that pizza?
Yeah, just about.
Not for me. Professor Green's here. We'll speak to him in a minute. Are you all right, mate?
Yeah,
I'm all right. Yeah, make yourself. You've got Children in Need ears on.
I have, yeah. They're not going anywhere.
They're not. They're going.
I stole them off my radio plugger.
But you will actually.
By stole, I mean like legally borrowed.
Yeah, but you will forget you're wearing them and then.
Oh yeah, they're staying on.
Go out tonight.
Yeah.
Right, we'll have a chat after this on Radio One.
BBC Radio One.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Professor Green, let's say hi properly. Hi properly.
Hello, Scott.
Hi. We're just talking about Strictly. Would you do it? You should.
I mean,
maybe not now.
It would take me a lot of practice. I'm not a great dancer.
But are you one of those? Are you one of those
people who says they're not a good dancer?
No. I'm being as honest as I can be. I'm a terrible, terrible. I'm good at nodding my head. Like yeah. I know where the beat is. Mm. My feet just don't tend to move to it.
Yeah, but Mark Wright said that. He's like, oh, I can't do it. Yeah, you can. I reckon you'd be a dark horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Tendring Technology College.
Thank you.
We're going to play a round of Normo or Not in a minute, which is a game that we most recently played with Ariana Grande. And she turned out to be surprisingly normal. So I reckon you'll do absolutely fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
you are. Completely normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Apart from your wearing...
Nothing weird about me or my pugsy ears.
No.
Pugsy ears, nothing weird about that.
Can I most importantly ask, how is your dog Matilda? Because I saw a picture of her in a nappy on Instagram.
She's come into season and we've got carpet, so...
Oh,
I don't understand. So are you?
You took the conversation there.
Okay, no, but
I cannot be held responsible.
I've never heard of that phrase coming to season. I've never heard of that.
I tried to put it as politely as I could.
I like it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Are you slowly potty training? Then
she's house trained already. You can't use a nappy for a dog to go to the toilet in.
There were loads
of people saying that on my Instagram, and I was like, what?
I would have thought you're the kind of person, though, that could train their dog to use the toilet properly.
She couldn't stand up on her hind legs. No. I do have a little staffy, though. Perhaps that's a trick I could teach him.
Right. It was
a very low toilet.
It was a good Instagram photo, though.
It was good, wasn't it?
Also,
I felt a little bit sorry for her.
I know. I also particularly like the ones of Millie asleep. Have you seen these?
No.
They've become a bit of a thing on Instagram. So if people haven't seen it, describe what it is.
Well, I basically wait for Minnie to fall asleep. I can't work out if she's an narcoleptic or if I'm just terrible company.
She does fall asleep
a lot. But she generally does fall asleep quite a lot. And like, I'll take a picture of her sleeping and then wake... Or a video.
Most of the time, actually.
And then wake her up to get a reaction. And then 5 minutes later, she'll fall asleep again in the same couch journey. So I make another video.
But they're particularly good, and he just puts them straight up.
Well, the trick is, right, if you want to get a good one, like a good video of someone sleeping, you've got to wait till the cab turns around a corner or until they break abruptly, so you get like a nice bit of movement.
Yeah.
And there's
quite a lot of those. Yeah, there is.
And then what will you do? Will you try and sort of scare her to wake her up and video at that point?
Yeah, and she normally swears.
Right. Has she taken issue with you putting these videos up?
No, but I know I've got something coming.
Yeah.
One day she will get me back.
Let's talk about the single Little Secrets with Mr. Probs.
Yep.
Now, be honest, before you met Mr. Probs, what did you think he looked like? Because
I couldn't believe it when I
saw a picture. I've seen a picture.
I hadn't before I met him, and I was like, you're not Mr. Probs. I don't know what I was expecting.
Scott only showed me a picture today. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, where you? I think it happens a lot with DJs, where you imagine what they look like, and then they turn out to look completely different.
I mean, he is pretty elusive. You don't really see Mr. Probs off of Waves that often.
Mm. But we actually haven't had... I've not been fortunate enough to meet yet. We've spoken loads, but we haven't had the chance to
meet. It's one of those, is it?
Yeah.
Recorded in different sides of the world.
You know, I was busy, he was busy.
I know.
Couldn't get us in the same place at
the
same
time. You know, Ollie Murs has still never met Flo Rida. He hasn't.
I know, but he did work with him.
I know.
Oof. Oof. Did you do... I mean, didn't Ollie Murs as well? Wasn't weren't they in the video together?
I think so, yeah. But you don't have to be together anymore to do anything.
This blows my mind.
Yeah, they were in different places. Yeah.
I think it's wrong.
The video is all about being... It was kind of about being cheated on.
It is, yeah. It's about deception and lies, really. Unfortunate. I've never, to my knowledge, been cheated on.
Have you not?
But I have been lied to. And I think a lot of people can relate to that situation. I think everyone suffered some kind of deception.
We were doing a thing on the show recently, talking about people that had never been dumped. And there were a surprising amount of people that has never happened to.
Yeah, I once left a girl who hadn't been dumped, and people talk about a woman scorned. She didn't talk to me for 4.5 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But is that because you were the first person to dump her?
Lead balloon.
Oh, have you been dumped?
Kind of, yeah.
All right.
I was sure you were going to be one of those people that's never been dumped.
Yeah, so was I.
No. What, with this face? Why do you think I had to develop such a brilliant personality?
You know, when you do music videos, and let's say that you do, sometimes you do have attractive girls in them. What does Millie think about that? Does she mind? Or is she asleep?
No, she's... Sorry, I need to compose myself. Nah, she's cool. As long as she agrees that they are attractive, she's right.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, no, because we actually, in this video, right, we asked for a different Lauren, and the producer had a bit of a mare.
Yeah.
There were actually a lot. He had a pretty hard time with this video. Not much was going to plan for him. And he booked the wrong Lauren. But Millie approved of this, Lauren. It was fine.
Okay. Well, so do you sit there? I'm imagining you sat there in bed with a catalogue going, no, yeah, yeah. No.
It's all on the internet now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you go onto the casting pages. What I couldn't believe was like the skill set that the original Lauren had. She could pogo stick. She could swim forwards and backwards. She could do karate. She could... And this is honest. Like the list just went on and on.
Forwards and backwards.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's good.
Yeah. I know.
So do you...
nothing she couldn't... But that was the other Lauren.
Do you get to cast then who goes in them?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm.
But then I didn't realise it would be completely up to you.
It's a joint decision.
Mm.
And when you say Millie, like, sort of approves of them, is she looking for, there's the nicest possible way, is she a bit like, you know, when you see a bride and she doesn't want the bridesmaids to look as good?
No, not at all. She's a proper girl's girl. She's like, oh, yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Cool girlfriend.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'd have to be, really. Like you've got a pop star boyfriend who's going to have attractive girls in his music video, so you might as well agree with them.
Well,
you know
what
I mean? Yeah, right, but she's punched above her weight, isn't she? So she like...
Yeah, she is, to be honest.
She just puts up with it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, what's she going to do? Huh? Right, let's play the song then. It's A Little Secrets by Professor Green and Mr. Probs, who I hope you'll meet at some point.
At some point.
Right. The Scott Mills Daily.
That's good, isn't it?
Thank you.
That is good. Little Secrets, Professor Green and Mr. Probs on BBC Radio 1. He sounds great on that.
Cheers.
And obviously, Stephen, you do as well.
He does sing it a bit better than I did when I did the demo.
No. Right, okay, we're going to play a game now with Professor Green. Obviously, you've been living the high life for a while now. Things have been going very well for a number of years.
Yeah, new turf. It's gone down outside my house for an hour a day.
What? Walk,
yeah.
Is it?
Well, I've got turf laid outside my house, and then I had to water it for an hour a day, minimum.
Yeah.
That was a stress.
It's a high life, see?
Yeah.
This is an incredible insight.
It's not always cracked up to me, I promise you. I know I'm shattering illusions right now.
Driving his fancy cars. He's got like a model wife.
You should do a really honest music video. Do you know what I mean? Like,
instead of putting the bins out.
Putting the bins out.
Yeah, bins go out on a Thursday night. All four of them.
Well, let's find out if Professor Green is luxuriating in his glorious, comfortable bubble of glamour, or whether he's normal like the rest of us, or normo or not.
One. BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I think you're going to be refreshingly normal because you are, but let's find out anyway. Right, got a bag here of questions. That's,
how do you want to do this? Shall I pick one out?
More or less normal than Ariana Grande?
Here we go. You ready?
You go first. Go.
Okay. How many hours a day are you alone?
That sounds deep.
Yeah, that's a bit of a deep one, isn't it? I thought it was going to be a fun conversation.
Oh, it is generally. He just picked the wrong one.
Do you know what? I do enjoy my own company, but I don't get that many hours alone, to be honest. Yeah, not many at all.
When Millie's away, are you the kind of person who puts on the PlayStation and goes for it?
Yeah, or I tend to just put my headphones on and write. Yeah, that's when I write, when I haven't got distractions. Really just depends what's going on, if Millie's away on work or...
I don't know why that question would tell you whether you're normal or
no,
not.
No, it's weird, but it's in
well,
there.
Well, I mean, if you spent 23 or 24 hours alone, you could probably be considered not normal.
Yeah. Okay, when was the last time you had a kebab?
A proper one as well.
Yeah, well, I don't...
Not eat, a fancy one.
Not Donna's, I read one thing that they'd done a test on a doner kebab and there were like six different meats, one which was unidentifiable, so I just...
Oh, you're so sheesh,
I'm chicken sheesh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not so, that long ago, a couple of days ago probably.
Okay, but doner, not for a while.
Nah.
You haven't seen them shave the meat off for a long time, have you?
Nah.
You've never gone...
I've been in a shop where I've seen them do it, but I've just gone nowhere near it.
You don't want any of that shaved meat.
But you've never gone real luxury and get a sheesh but with a few shavings for extra money because you can afford
it.
Okay. Do you know what I really hate? You know when people put ketchup and mayonnaise all over their chips and it turns into like a pink sauce?
Yeah.
It's
horrible, yeah. Okay, go, Chris.
What was the last... when was the last time you forgot a mate's birthday?
I'm useless with birthdays. I'm all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's quite normal.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. When you stay in a hotel, do you use a code name?
No.
Right.
This is good. Do you challenge randoms you don't know when online gaming?
When I got my PlayStation, I put my gamer tag online.
So people won't know that they're playing you?
I'm useless as well. It was such a silly thing to do. Everyone was just made aware of how rubbish I am at computer games.
When was the last time you had a conversation that wasn't about yourself?
That's a really good one.
Why would people talk about anything other than themselves?
No,
it's a tricky one, that, isn't it?
It is.
I wish the people at home could see the laughter on my mates' faces.
There's a lot of people laughing. I don't understand why.
You know, when you start doing something as a joke, but then it actually becomes part of your everyday routine.
Right, yeah.
Because people will be talking about things like, well, serious, like politics and stuff. And I'll be like, sorry, can we just talk about me?
Okay, so that's a bit of a sore point. Everyone seems to be laughing along, though. When your trainers get dirty, do you wash them or just get new ones?
Nah, do you know what? I'm getting on a bit now, aren't I? I'm in my 30s, so I'm like, I walk the dogs, and I think these are a bit clean at the moment. Like, they need a bit of beating up. I don't really like clean trainers anymore. When I was younger, I used to... My trainers had to be pristine, cleaning with a toothbrush and all that malarkey, and now I don't...
It's like Charlie Slough's got he's got her own room just for
that. He has got more trainers than anyone I know.
Yeah. He's got too many.
Where did you take Millie on the first date?
The Groucho.
Okay, not normal.
Not normal. What's the last thing a family member told you off for?
Oh, my nan tells me off for everything. Actually, the last thing she said, I was listening to the album and I thought, wow, there's less swearing on this one. And then I got to Naming Lights with the Rizzle Kicks and all you do is swear. Got told off for that.
Yeah. I think normal.
Yeah. I mean, your gran telling you off for too much swearing on your
music.
Multi-million selling album. Is maybe not the most normal situation.
When did I sell... Did I sell millions? Wicked.
Yeah, already.
But anyone listening, go and buy it just so I can sell some more.
Yeah.
It's called Growing Up in Public. It's out now.
Thanks very much.
That's
Green.
Not normal.
What? Not normal?
Not normal.
No, okay. good to see you. Thank you very much for coming along to Tendrin today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're at Tendrin Technology College in Essex with Rickston. All right, lads.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
God, I see you in the strangest places.
I know. Where was the last time we saw you?
Oh, probably at
Teen Awards.
Teen Awards. Yeah, that was quite odd.
When the carpet was foamy.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Foamy carpet.
They tried to wash it and then it rained.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
Anyway, welcome to the school. You did an excellent cover earlier of several songs, and also Wait On Me. How was it? What's it? Have you performed in a school before?
We did a schools tour a year ago, but we got it so wrong because we were covering songs like R. Kelly's Ignition.
Well,
like,
kids ain't heard of it,
well,
did they?
Kids were just going, what's this?
What are they doing?
And I'm talking about like grinding in the club and stuff like that, and they're just going, oh my God. And
club.
Like, we didn't plan or prepare anything. It was just, you know. But no, it's good. It's kind of nice to be back.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Why?
It's school. I feel like I've done something wrong.
When you came in, did you notice that school smell immediately?
Yeah. And the teacher's coffee breath. The teachers always have coffee breath.
And that one hot teacher.
What I find weird is we are still calling them like Miss Moore and Miss Beverly because we don't actually know their names. I want to get some stories about school from you lot? Like, kind of, what you remember? Were you good? Okay. Were you bad? Anything funny that happened? Because obviously we're in a school environment today. It'll kind of bring back all those memories.
I actually loved school. Like, I wish I could go back.
It was a Did lot. You?
At the time,
I loved
I didn't.
It as well.
Right.
But now, looking back on it...
What, so you'd rather be at school than in Rixton?
No, but, like, just the carefree responsibility-lessness of life when you're in school.
Yeah. What were you good at school?
Next question. Lunchtime.
He just enjoyed it.
Jake's school stories are the best ones.
Why? Mine was pretty horrific
well,
as well.
Well, no, like, we never had, you know, like, the school fights when everyone would... Like, that. I went to performing arts school, so it was a bit like West Side Story. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what, so if there was a fight, they'd be coming at you with jazz hands?
Yeah, but, yeah, no, I loved school. And I was very... I was kind of cheeky now and then, but, you know, I go back and the teachers still remember and they're lovely. And I loved it. I do miss it. I miss it. I miss having a schedule every day, you know? Mm. Whereas now it's pretty crazy.
I had a bad story about school. I used to love school, but I used to get sandwiches thrown at my head sometimes.
It's what?
Sandwiches thrown at my head.
Why, Charlie?
I don't know.
Was it because of your ridiculously high hair?
Whoa, is it?
It's quite high today.
Is it? The term ridiculously high.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah. No, but I mean, is that why they were throwing sandwiches, or didn't you have that hair then?
I was the most popular kid in school, so that's
probably... Did you have any nicknames? I mean, is that why the sandwich thing was happening?
His last name's Bagnall. So try and think of funny nicknames around Bagnall.
The first four that'll appear in your mind are probably the ones that they are.
Yeah. How is it different going to performing arts school than a normal school, do you think?
You just feel alive, Scott. No.
Well, no, it's...
It was very different because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we'd do a normal school days, and then Thursday and Friday would be I'd have my tights on and my ballet shoes. Oh, and
did you do ballet?
We yeah, man. I loved it. I loved dancing.
I play football.
He's still great at it, well. To be fair.
Is he?
Yeah, he does little pirouettes and stuff.
You should work that into the tour.
Imagine. Just a bar just pops up.
A bar.
No, I loved it. I loved it. And you know, people like Rita Ora was there as well. She was a year above me.
Did you know her?
No, you like to think sometimes. You was
okay,
like...
well, less of that. I get asked about her in interviews. Like, oh, you went to school with Rita? Does she remember you? And I'm just like, yeah. But I think she has no idea who I am.
Is there anything you got in trouble for, which you can obviously say?
Mine was always top button, and I always had it undone.
But ironically, now it's always up.
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's
now.
Maybe look at you now, eh? With your top button done up.
No, yeah. Huh? It was a weird one.
There was always a history lesson that without fail I would fall asleep in history. That was like my nap lesson.
Yeah.
Like,
did you plan your naps around it?
No, it was the teacher just had the most monotonal voice ever. So I was just like, I'm going to
see you. Bye.
No.
Well, listen, thank you very much for coming to Tendrin today to make it part of their best day ever. They were up for it, didn't they? They really liked it.
A lot of fun, yeah.
It's weird, though, because they're not normally allowed to stand up during assembly.
Oh,
they're not? No, so when you said stand up, and I just told them to stand up before, they were all looking at the teachers like, are we allowed, miss?
It's like the first time ever.
Yeah. And tomorrow... Jumped. Yeah, they did. And tomorrow they'll be sat down again. Right, thank you, Rixton. Good to see you.
The Scott Mills Daily. Never hurt nobody. I want to feel your body. Wait on me.
The Assembly absolutely loved that earlier here at Tendrin Technology College in Essex. That was Rixton doing Wait On Me. They absolutely loved it. That was a good start to the morning, I think, for the school, as we give them their best day ever with children in need. I should now be able to speak in another part of the school to Chris Stark and Nick Grimshaw. Good afternoon.
Good Hi, sir.
Afternoon. Hello.
Don't call me sir. That's weird.
Sorry. I don't know why we did that. It's good. Well, mainly because me and Chris are sat in a class. No, I immediately wanted to say sir to someone in authority.
I didn't know you were coming today, Grimmy.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise.
Got double muffs next.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So describe what's going to happen just after the news at 2:30, please, Chris.
Okay, so what where we currently are, we're outside a class which is happening right now. Confusingly, we're in another class. So there's loads of people in here watching us right now. But there's a class that don't know we're here. And what we're going to do is we're going to try sneak in. I don't know how difficult that's really going to be, Grim, but we're going to try sneak in. And then, Scott, you're going to tell us things, I believe, to say and shout really loudly.
Which only you'll be able to hear in your ear.
Which, obviously, we'll only be able to hear. And this lesson will be going on, and then we're probably going to disturb it.
Like, were either of you the disruptive type at school?
Oh, you so were, Grim. Grim
really was.
I really was. I was, I used to get thrown out all the time. I think a lot of my English GCSE years were spent in solitary confinement on my own. So my teacher couldn't bear me. I'd be thrown out quite a lot. But not from being naughty. I just used to want to entertain people and perform.
I just wanted to perform.
Yeah, I was just trying to be charming, but then they weren't having it. They said I was being disruptive and starting riots.
Do you know what, though? We've just wandered into a textiles class right now. This is currently where you can find us. So there's people working on designing clothes.
Yeah. Yes.
And Grimmy's loving it.
I'm really loving it. Someone's just colouring in. What's your name? Charlotte's here just colouring in, and she's pretending to do work. She's just colouring in a piece of paper with a purple pencil.
Right, so I think Grimmy's going to be good at this because he's been disruptive before. Stark, were you ever like that at school?
No, I was a good boy.
You actually were, weren't you? I can tell.
Yeah, too right.
And he's like, yeah, and he's looking into the distance, remembering it well.
So what we'll do in the next half hour, quite soon actually, is we'll send Chris and Grimmy into another class next door to the kind of adjoining classroom, and we'll make some mischief. I will give some give you some things to say. And they're going to be quite embarrassing.
How bad are these things going to be?
Yeah, quite bad. Oh. I think it's Mr. Tharp you've got in product design. No, don't start already. Oh, Mr. No. Tharp, T-H.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. It's 2:35. Coming up later, the students of Tendring will get an actual dance lesson from Strictly Come Dancing's Yvetta and Tom Evans. Excitement. Now, let's go back to Grimmy and Chris. He should be in a classroom. Hello.
Hello,
you're
Scott.
I'm right? In class now.
Okay, what class is it?
Product design.
Okay, so that's
like, with Mr. Thape. Mr. Tharp.
I'm sorry, is it Tharp or Thape?
Well, it's like the one that sounds like fart, so
okay,
Tharp.
Yeah, so let's say Tharp. Okay, so basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give you phrases to say, and if you could get progressively louder with each one, okay? All right, so I'll start you with you, Grimmy.
By the way, Chris already got told off for having his phone out by Mr. Fart.
I tried to take a picture.
And Mr. Fart told him off.
Mr. Fart told me off.
He should have told you off as well.
And Mr. Fart's a bit grouchy, I think.
Okay, right, so Grimmy, you start, and then Chris, you get louder, and then Grimmy louder still, and louder, and continue.
Scott, I think it's they just think we're in class. Here just filming something, you know, nice and polite. That's like, okay. Yeah. Working rather than...
Okay, so Grimmy, you to start. I want you to say, sorry, that might have been me. Hope it doesn't smell too bad.
Over to you.
Oh, no.
But we're starting quiet, yeah?
Okay. Just get louder.
Go. Come on, style.
Come on.
Sorry, that might have been me. It might smell.
Oh, no. And now, Chris. I love the outfit, Mr. Fart. Brings out the colour of your eyes.
Tharp or fart?
Fart.
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 Mm-hmm. I love the outfit, Mr. Mr. Fart's wearing just because it brings out the colour of his eyes.
Now, Grimmy.
Sorry, Mr. Fart.
This is so boring.
God, this is so boring. Well, boring.
Chris.
Yeah.
What is product design anyway? Loud.
How loud?
Really loud. Just scream it erratically.
What is product design anyway, sir? Sorry.
Okay, that was a game changer.
The thing is, this nice teacher who's been showing us around is now looking really kind of quite annoyed at the situation.
Grimmy, if you could shout out.
Sorry?
Product design is the best lesson ever.
Okay. He's getting the talking to
me times.
Until this page is full.
Okay. He's getting lines.
I've got lines.
You actually got lines.
Lines.
Cheers, mate.
I will not shout out.
Sorry, sir.
What is it, sir? Product design is the most boring one.
I will not shout.
Best lesson ever.
It's the most boring.
You can so tell that you were naughty at school.
Lesson ever.
What was that, sir? Miss most boring what was it?
Can I call it PD?
I just called the teacher mate. What's the rules with that, Scott?
No, absolutely
product
not.
Product design is the best lesson ever.
Okay, Grimmy, one more.
Yeah.
Can you shout out? This is Chris. He's an internet sensation.
Oh, no, because that's not...
Chris
that's
shouldn't
not right.
be doing this. He's an internet sensation. Because he interviewed me, Lacunas.
You need to write faster. And you need just lines to be a bit straighter, a bit crooked.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry, that's my...
Think about presentation.
Grimmy's lines are crooked!
Yeah, we've got a laugh. Okay, well, I'll leave you to it, then.
I'm trying to make it more product design-y.
At what point are you going to exit the class, do you think?
I'm keen to leave now.
I would leave now.
Down there. Please write the full sentence.
What's he saying now?
We're doing lines. It's ridiculous.
Well, how long have you got to do that for?
He said until the page is full.
Oh.
I've just checked your spelling, punctuation.
It's proper old school, this teacher.
I love this.
What grammar should be in that, sir?
You need an exclamation mark at the end of your sentence.
Say thank you, Mr. Fart.
Thanks, Mr. Fart.
Thanks, Mr. Fart.
Right. Thanks, lads. Come back as quickly as you can.
All right, we're on the way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here from Tendring Technology College. We're on until 4 o'clock as we give them their best day ever for children in need. Welcome back, Chris. Good effort.
Hello.
In the classroom. People really enjoyed that.
Thank you. It was awkward. I feel a bit sorry for the teacher. I think also, the Mr. Fart thing was on call for, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Mr. Fart was wrong. Also, the humour was about like 8-9-year-old humour, but I enjoyed
That's why I quite liked it.
Now, one of the people, well, actually, the main reason we are here, the driving force behind this school getting their best day ever, the person that made a massive effort is a teacher called Miss Moore, who's here with us now. Hi, Miss Moore.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So tell us how you... I mean, it was you that applied in the first place, was it, for us
yes,
to come?
Yes, along with Miss Beverly, yeah, it was us two that applied.
OK. And what made you want us to come here?
Because we just love Radio 1. The students love it. We really wanted you to kind of get involved. We think you're really funny. Oh. We thought you might bring someone awesome, which you did.
This is just fishing for compliments now.
No, it's not. I mean, I was like, yeah, what?
Why do you want us here?
Yeah. Well, we're pleased to be here.
And obviously you're dancing, Scott.
Yeah.
When is Scott going to do the crab? He's going to do it
very soon.
No, we're going to ask Yvetta and Tom, who are here, in a minute. We'll ask them for some proper dancing. Right, OK. Now, Miss Moore luckily gave us some inside info on some of the teachers here, didn't you?
I did, and they are not happy with me.
Are they not?
No. I mean, they're bad books, massively.
Right. Okay, so, Chris, explain what happened. We made some calls last week.
We did, yeah. So, you know, I imagine when you're a teacher, you obviously have loads of pupils that have come through the years, and then they leave the school. But you know what? You can't surely remember all of them. So every now and then, a pupil must come up to you, and you don't remember who they are.
And you go along with it, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. So what we thought we would do is I would call some of the teachers at this school, and I would pretend to be an old school pupil and see if they'd be willing to go along with it and see if they remembered me.
It's true, because students always remember their teachers, but do the teachers remember their students? And it's kind of impossible. So the first person we picked on with your help was Miss Jewel. Now, what's her role in this school?
Miss Jewel is the head of ICT. She's a good friend of mine, and she is literally looking at me because she's mortified about this call that's about to happen.
Okay. This was good.
All right, so Chris, phoning up here, pretending to be an ex-student of this school that we're in today, calling Miss Jewel, the head of ICT. Here's what happened.
Frinton Campus, good morning, can I help you?
Hello, can I speak to Charlotte Jewel, please?
Charlotte Jewel, who's calling, please?
It's Ray Quinn from the Gazette.
Ray Quinn from the Gazette, hold on one moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is that Miss Jewel?
Yes, hello, speaking.
Hiya, it's Ray Quinn from the Clacton and Frinton Gazette.
Oh, hello, hi.
Hello. Ahead of Radio 1 coming to the school next week, we're doing an article all about the school and Radio 1 coming along.
Yep.
And the day itself. We're speaking to a few teachers. Would you be up for being involved? We got your name and we got your name from Alyssa Moore.
Oh, OK, if she's passed my number over to you, then yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, OK, cool. It'll only take a couple of minutes.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, can do.
Okay, great. Let me just grab a pen. As you know, it wasn't that long ago that I was a pupil at the school myself.
Yeah.
So I've got really fond memories. So what I thought might be funny for the article is to kind of give a bit of a like school report on me, a bit of a review of what I was like as a pupil.
Okay. I don't know where to start. I don't know what to say.
It's all right. You can be honest. Don't worry. It's a couple of years have passed now.
Let me think.
And feel free to be honest, because I've got. Whilst we're here, there was that time in one of your ICT classes.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you remember, that thing that I looked up.
No, I don't. You're going to have to remind me.
It was you caught me and Jonathan Moore.
Right. What were you doing?
Oh, just typing in a few things on Google.
Well, I think you need to remind me what you were typing in, because I can't remember.
Oh, you can't remember?
No.
Oh, okay.
You've got to tell me now.
No, don't worry. It's kind of awkward.
No, you got to now.
No, it's okay, but it was Spanish.
Spanish? Oh, God, now you've got to remember. I honestly can't remember.
That's all right. Just if you just do a couple of general lines about what I was like as a pupil.
I'll do, yeah, and I'll... Cool. Can I email it over to you?
No, if we just... I'll just write it down. We'll just do it like, Ray was a diligent student. But be honest.
Okay. Can you let me think about it and I'll make something up? So I'll make you like a little report.
Yeah, I mean, go for it. Honestly, just talk off the top of your head and I'll put it together.
Give me a minute. I need to have a little think through and think of something good because I want it to be funny.
Do you remember what I bought you when I left sick form?
No.
The box.
Yeah.
Rory Quinn.
Yeah. Yeah. Not this Rory Quinn.
Oh.
Do you think she'll like the celebrity?
Oh no, I get that all the time.
She's like, oh, this Rory Quinn. No, not that Rory Quinn.
No, obviously not.
Let's just say that you were totally my favourite, best student, A star all the way. Let's go with it.
Totally my favourite.
Totally my favourite student.
And your favourite memory of me?
You typing in rude words into Google.
Fun loving?
Yes, definitely.
Well behaved?
Oh, of course. Always.
And detention wise?
I don't think we ever did detention. You had in-sit detention for
Well, you know, isolation.
So well behaved when in isolation or when in detention.
Cool. And I don't want to put words in your mouth. That's the tricky thing here. How would you say I was an ambitious kind of pupil?
Showed lots of ambition. Yeah.
Cool. All right then. Thank you. That's great.
Awesome.
And that'll be in. And I'll be at the school next week actually. So it'll be weird to see you again.
Cool. Okay. I'll try and catch up with you.
Cool. All right,
awesome.
Then, great.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. We're at Tendring Technology College in Essex for children in need, giving them their best day ever, and that is Sigma and Changing. Coming up, Tom and Yvetta from Strictly Come Dancing do some dancing on the radio, but for the students, and they'll commentate it so you can hear it.
You will be doing the crab.
Of course. Darren in Gloucester says, that was absolute cringe listening to that. No, she's proper gone with it, says someone else. Can't listen. Too cringe. Miss Jewel, I'm really, really sorry about that. And
I forgive you.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Miss Moore for setting you up in that way or just at least giving us access to your number?
I think revenge is sweet.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, that's going to happen. Now, why did you pretend to be a reporter from the local paper?
I just thought it was the best way to get through.
Right,
I thought it was good. Did you like the name I chose as well?
Ray Quinn, X Factor runner-up. Really,
it's always good to choose someone that, you know...
But didn't you call the head of history as well? What's his name, Mr. Speakman?
Oh, there he is!
Hello!
Oh, hi again. I didn't see you there.
Yes,
Chris called you as well last week.
He did, yeah.
All right, I'd like to hear that now, please. Let's see what happens.
You sure?
Brinton Campus, good afternoon, can I help you?
Hello, it's Ray again. I'm just seeing who else was on our list. Is Mr. Speakman available?
I'll try for you, hold on please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mark?
Yes, it is.
Hi Mark, it's Ray Quinn from the Clacton and Frinton Gazette.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. We got your name from Alyssa Moore.
Okay.
Because we're looking to do an article about Radio 1 coming to the school next week.
Right.
So just wondering if we could possibly ask you a few questions.
Right, okay.
And we're going to speak to a few teachers.
Yep.
Cool. Have you got 2 minutes?
Of course I have, Ray.
Okay, if we start with this. Is there much excitement around the school right now?
Yeah. Increasingly so. I think when students are starting to understand more and more about what's going to happen, they're becoming increasingly excited.
Mm. As you know, it wasn't that long ago that I was a pupil at the school myself, and I've obviously got very fond memories from my time there.
Right.
So I thought it might be quite funny in the article if you maybe gave a bit of a review about what I was like as a pupil.
Well, did I teach you?
I don't think... Well, you taught me the occasional lesson when you were covering... You weren't our number one history teacher.
Was I covering you with Miss Hillier's tutor?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Ah, okay, right. So that's when I was training.
Yeah, I mean, you'll remember that one time that you well, it was a couple of years ago now, but you really didn't like me.
This is if it was Miss Hillier's tutor group, Hillier's sixth form class, was it?
Yeah.
Was it when you were in dominoes or something? I think I had some strong words about some students with a pencil.
That's the one.
Or something.
Yeah.
That what it was?
Yes.
Stuck in my memory. Okay. So
did you hear the full story with that? Do you remember it?
No, not at all, really. So what was the full story then?
Oh, it was. Well, I was just interested to know if you properly remembered it.
I remember the incident, bizarrely enough.
It was a couple of years ago now, though.
One of those things that stick in your head, but I can't remember that. I can't remember all the details.
There was one lesson that my poor handwriting really annoyed you. What would it? If it's all right with you, do you mind just saying a couple of lines about what I was like as a pupil? Feel free to go as honest as you'd like.
Right. Okay. So this is right. What did you get in history?
I don't want to say because I worry it will taint.
Okay, were you enthusiastic historian?
I did okay. I got a B.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I say you were an enthusiastic historian?
Yeah, feel free to think of it like a school report if you were to be writing this on the bottom of a page.
Okay, an enthusiastic Ray is an enthusiast was you'll let you do your grammar. Yeah. An enthusiastic historian. Capable of high-level historical analysis. Should we say this is, however, made difficult to understand at times through his or by his rather shoddy handwriting.
Yeah, it's weird hearing you talk about me like this now. It's like it's like I'm back there again.
Oh, right, that's the amazing. Okay, brilliant. Anything else you want from that?
It's weird talking to you. I remember what you always used to say about Henry VIII. What was the saying? Once a Henry, never a Lord.
Once a Henry, never a Lord.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember saying that. You sure you're not mixing me up with Browning as well at the same time?
No, it's definitely you.
Once a Henry, never a Lord.
Do you remember you used to talk about your fancy dress and that?
I did talk about fancy dress. My God, I can't believe I created such a lasting impression in those few lessons.
Do you want do you want to say perhaps your fondest memory of me as a student?
How about a rather frank discussion about the quality of your handwriting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was that. I guess the last thing would be, are you proud of what I've become?
Am I proud of what you've become? Yes, I guess so. There's a lot to be said about being a journalist in today's world.
So I'm just writing this down. Right, well, I think that's everything. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Fond memories.
Yes, dear memories that are entrenched in my mind and heart.
All right, then. You were a brilliant teacher, though, if that helps.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Mr. Speakman.
I knew he was lying when he said I was a brilliant teacher.
I've got to say sorry and thank you for being, you know, for going along with it.
Yeah, thank you for being
you're welcome.
A good sport, because that was...
I'd like to say any time, but...
Quite toe-curling, but obviously fond memories the both of you have of being
together.
Dear
memories, Scott. Dear memories.
Thank you, Mr. Speakman. The Scott Mills Daily. There's a lot going on here at Tendring Technology College. Mills here in Essex, working with children in need to make this school have the best day ever. Are you having the best day ever? Yes, they are. Now, I need to introduce two people from the world of dance. Tom Evans. Hi, Tom.
One person, I think.
And also Iveta Lukashuta.
Hi.
Is that how I say it?
Yes.
Say it again for me.
Lukashuta.
I've been getting that wrong, haven't I?
Ola ki pupu. I don't
know. Okay, fine. Now, Tom and Iveta, of course, on Strictly Come Dancing. It's nice to see you guys again. Tom, it's been 2 weeks. Iveta, it's been a week.
Feels like a lifetime.
I know. Are you missing it?
To say I've been crying myself to sleep is an understatement.
Me too, Tom. I mean, this is the only time I get out of the house now. But actually, these kids in front of us now, are you all dance students?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So, no offence to your dance teacher, but you do now have a teacher from the biggest show, the biggest dance show, the biggest show on television. So for the next half hour, are you prepared to maybe just go through a few things with them a bit better? And Tom, you can help.
Yes, we're going to start very slow and then we're going to go fast.
Oh, wow.
And Tom will be by my side.
Tom?
Showing
Tom.
The
Tom
male part.
Okay, so what are you going to do with them today? What dance moves?
So we're going to start with slow waltz with the back step, and then we're going to pick it up with the salsa.
Can I just say I'm glad you know, because I've literally forgotten every dance move I learned.
No, you haven't.
Literally.
What, so you couldn't dance together now? Yeah, you could.
I don't know. I'm really nervous.
So I guess we're going to embarrass Tom today.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Girls will love it.
And let's not forget, if you don't, if he doesn't do it properly, what will you do to him?
I will crush you.
Oh, that's amazing.
I told you.
You, yeah,
it's
you
quite
could
Bond
be,
villain.
You,
it's
you
Bond
could
villain.
Be a Bond villain.
Bond villain.
I know.
I will crush you.
Again?
I will crush you.
Amazing. Okay, right. Tom and Yvette are going to go and do some dancing with our dance students here at Tendrin. Let's play another track.
The Scott Mills Daily.
At the moment, in front of me in the school hall is Yvette Frutashuta and Tom Evans off of Strictly Come Dancing.
This is incredible.
And she is being quite forceful, as she often is, and teaching children how to dance.
She's
you wouldn't mess with her.
She's a very firm teacher.
Yeah,
I think
but
it's
I like
to say.
That. But you know what? She gets the best out of people. I mean, she's a fantastic teacher. Right. And she gets the job done, do you know what I mean? Are you a bit scared?
I'm a tiny bit scared. I kind of want to join in, but I worry I've left it too late
she
now
will,
to
actually,
join in the
class. Actually, I will kill you if not.
Yeah, I will crush you.
BBC Children in Need.
So this week on Radio 1, we're finding out about where your money goes that you donate to children in need. 10 DJs from Radio 1 and One Extra have visited 10 charities that children need support just to find out what they do and hear from the children they help and learn why the funding they receive is so important. So let's hear what happened on Dev's visit.
Hi, this is Dev. Right now I'm in Bristol at the Basement Studio and I'm about to go and meet some of the kids that this charity helps.
My name is Miwash.
And I'm Will.
What kind of stuff do you learn while you're down here?
I'd say I'd expanded my social skills. I've met a lot of new people and it's been great actually.
What keeps you coming back here?
The people I meet. I meet somebody new every day and they're the greatest group of people I could ever ask for.
What would you say to somebody who hadn't heard about the Basement yet?
I'd say come down, check it out. What are you doing with your life?
Is that the best answer to a question I've ever had? Hey Troy, can you tell me about what you do at The Basement, please?
The Basement is a youth work and music project. It's about kind of really key things that you need for life, like realising that you can choose your friends. And when you're vulnerable and 15, understanding that you can choose the people that you want to spend time with, that's really important, you know. Lots and lots of young people here are in really difficult situations. But when they're here, they are who they are. They're not characterised by that. And that's incredibly important. Important for them. And children in need are fantastic because they really understand that it's about people, it's not about problems.
I'm Jade.
I'm Ebony.
And why do you think it's important to keep projects like The Basement open?
Because it helps so many people. It keeps them out of like drugs, gangs, stuff like that. It just helps them so much.
Do we have time for a little bit of a song, Ebony?
All those fairy tales are full of it. One more stupid love song, I'll be sick.
Woo! Thank you very much, girls. Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's all going on here this afternoon at Tendrin Technology College. In the corner is Yvette and Tom from Strictly doing a dance lesson, teaching the kids waltz at the moment. You just heard Dev from Bristol there as well with his package about children in need. If you want to donate, by the way, £5 to children in need, just text the word give if you can spare it to 70705. Text will cost £5 plus your standard network message charge, and the whole £5 will go to BBC Children in Need. Dance lessons over. You must be 16 or over, and you have to ask the permission of the bill payer. Full terms and conditions, visit bbc.co.uk/pudsey. But if you can donate £5 to children in need, that would be amazing. Text the word give to 70705. So dance is happening on one side of the assembly room. On the other side, Chris with cake. What's going on?
Oh, this is the best. So I'm here to judge the cakes, believe it or not. I think because you remember we did those secret bake-off videos where I'd go into a cafe and sort of secretly judge them in a Paul Hollywood style.
Yeah, who have you got there?
Right, so these guys have been making cakes today. So you made these today?
Yes.
As a lesson?
Yeah, as a lesson.
So, Scott, I'm going to crack on with the judging here.
Okay, well, let's describe what they've got, what you've got in front of you there,
okay,
please.
So I'm just going to pick up. I think this is Team 4's cake. I'm just going to rip a kind of large section of it.
Chris, that took hours to do that. You just ripped it.
It's not a bad bake, Scott.
Right.
It's not a bad... Team 4? Who's Team 4? You know what you've done here, don't you?
Yeah.
You know what you've done?
Yeah, it was a bit DIY there, I think.
Little bit DIY, but go on, I'm gonna taste a bit. Yeah, well, it's got a good flake.
Right, okay, I think I know where this
it's
is going.
Not bad.
I'll leave you to it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills from Tendring Technology College. It's their best day ever on Radio 1 for Children in Need. And we're in the score hall, and Tom and Yvette are still doing their dance lesson. It's been quite crazy on the dance floor over there, Chris.
How's this been for you, Tom?
This has been amazing. They're actually showing me up, which I'm not too happy about, but it's great to be taught by my old coach, Yvette Locascuta, right here.
Potential Strictly candidates in future?
Yes. There's one specifically I have an eye on. It's Sam. So big applause to Sam.
Scott, it's been awesome down here. So these guys are going to go now, I think. And,
okay. So what have you been teaching them, Yvette?
Well, I started with a slow waltz, so I taught them a back step and underarm turn. Then we speed it up. We did a little bit of salsa. And now we're doing jive. So we're going all the way from the slowest to the fastest dance. And the reason why I chose jive, because Tom never did jive. So I wanted him to learn it.
Okay.
So here we are.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll leave you to the jive. And what a better song to do it to than Nico and Vince.
Good luck.
I'll try and speed it up for you. Here we go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for a special Reel or No Reel today. Greg James, hello.
Hi. My God, that's loud.
Hi.
Hello, school.
Hello, you're in the assembly. Now, it's Greg against Chris today, as it normally is, but you've got some help on either side. So, Greg, who's on your team today?
I have Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hello, I'm Jack. I'm 17 and I'm ready to win.
Oh, fighting talk.
That intro is ready to go, isn't it?
Great on.
And on my team, Scott, I've got Mr. Collins. Hello, Mr. Collins.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, I've heard you're the funny teacher here.
I've no idea about that.
He's got a very funny moustache. That is a wonderful piece of facial hair, Mr. Collins.
Just this week, just for you.
It's incredible.
Is that for November all the time?
It sort of starts off in November, but then it sort of stuck to my face a bit.
That's great.
I love it.
It's really
great.
Good.
I think it's great.
So it's a weird one, this Reel or No Reel, Scott. It's in two teams of two.
Okay, yeah, so it's Greg with a student and Chris with a teacher. Yeah. Now, what we've done, these facts about schools and teachers have all been on Reel or No Reel before. But after a while, as you know, we always forget which ones are real and which ones we've made up, because that's what we do. It's our thing.
Yeah.
So we've raided the education section of the Real or No Real archive for these today. So here is your first one. Is this real or not?
In 2011, the Vamps competed in the Sutton Coldfield High School Battle of the Bands competition. They only came third.
I feel like I might have heard this before, mate. It sounds similar, because they're from around there, aren't they? They're from Sutton Coldfield.
Yeah.
It's
a strange one, because then you have to wonder, the people that came first, what they're doing now.
Oh. Jack, are you a fan of the Vamps?
I'm not, but I know a lot of my lady friends are quite into the Vamps.
Are they? A lot of your lady friends?
Not like that, not in that kind of way. Like, okay. I wish, you know, but it's not like that.
Mr. Collins, do you know the Vamps?
I have sadly never heard of the Vamps, ever.
No.
But they must be really wonderful to be third place.
Good.
Yeah. Well, they're quite big now, but were they, Battle of the Bands, Sutton Coldfield High School, were they third in 2011?
Mr. Collins, what are we saying for this one?
I don't know. My great knowledge of the Vamps, I'd say they were third.
Okay, we're going to go real on our team, Scott.
Okay, right. And Greg?
Jack, do we want to go tactical and go no real for a risk, or do we follow the crowd?
I think we should follow the crowd, because I'm certain, you know, not everyone starts off big, do they? They weren't very big then, but nowadays they could be. So, yeah, let's go for, I think, real.
Okay, so both saying real. Yep. Let's find out.
That one is no real.
No.
Oh, I was sure that was real.
No,
Jack.
You see, you forget which ones are real or no real.
Should have done tacticals.
Okay, and here from the education section of Real or No Real archive is your next one.
When he was 15, America's richest man, Bill Gates, hacked into his school computer to put him into a class with more girls.
Now, you see, that's putting your skills to good use.
Mm. What do you teach, Mr. Collins?
I teach science.
Oh, okay, so you don't know much about how to go about this, kind of hacking the school computers.
I would never hack into any school computer. But if I had to, if I was Bill Gates, I think, I don't know, perhaps you would.
Yeah. Jack, have you ever hacked into a school computer?
I haven't. I know people that have done.
Really? It's a bad thing to do, isn't it?
You shouldn't say that.
They've been reprimanded.
Yes,
As they should. They
shouldn't be doing that. Oh. But if, let's say, you were Bill Gates back in the day, you're at school, you've got an above-average knowledge of computers, would you maybe, in a spare moment, hack into your school computer just to put yourself in a class with more girls?
It's very obvious what you've done, though, isn't it? It's just you and 20 girls. Mm. And they go, how did you do this? Oh, I have no idea how this happened. I have absolutely no idea how this happened at all. Sorry.
I appear to be the only boy.
I've downloaded myself into the wrong class.
Real or no real, Bill Gates?
Oh, this is a tricky one. Mr. Collins, what are you saying?
Oh, then what do you think?
I'm thinking real on this one. Should we go for that?
I'm thinking not real, but I'll go with you. You do it all the time.
Team captain, I'm going real.
Okay, Greg.
No real, you think, Jack?
I'm not sure, because I think when he was that age, he was quite a businessman already, he was going to be. So he knew he was going to have money, and he knew he was going to have women. So didn't he need them at that age?
I think his hormones might have got him got the better of him.
Yeah. Real then, real, yeah.
All right, we're going real.
Okay, let's find out.
That one is real.
Yes.
Good work, Jack.
Points are on. Yes, we're on, Mr. Collins.
At the age of 15, Bill was asked to code the computer which made his school's timetable. He later hacked into it to put himself in classes where he could meet all of the ladies.
And to give himself some more library credit.
That's right. And actually, let's go for the last one, which is the Shakira-based fact, if we can. Here we go.
Shakira was banned from her school choir because her music teacher thought she had a voice like a goat.
Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Voice like a goat.
Well, look quirky. What's getting the YouTube hits these days.
True.
Goat
True.
Screaming.
Yes.
When you think of Shakira, it's a shame we don't have a little blast of it, but it is quite goaty.
It is.
You're familiar with the work of Shakira, aren't you, Mr. Collins?
I have Shakira's entire back catalogue on my iPod, yeah.
Greatest hits.
Great fan.
Which is your favourite? Would you say it was She-Wolf?
You could say that. Yeah. She does many other stuff, which evaded my head at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, great, great singer.
Yes.
What about you, Jack? Shakira fan?
Yeah, she's attractive.
Yes.
She's got a nice body.
What about the voice?
Voice like a
goat.
Oh,
that. Oh, yeah.
What about the voice like a goat?
I don't know. Well, do you know what a goat sounds like?
Yes. Yes, I do, yes.
Well, I think we all do. Blah, blah,
blah. Seen that goat?
What's it?
No, go on.
There's a goat on YouTube, and it's like... Blah, blah, blah,
blah. That is an amazing goat impression.
Like that. I don't think she sounds like that. I think
I've never heard a goat go... Blah, 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 blah.
This is definitely on YouTube. But
yeah, and when you did it, I thought you sounded a bit like Shakira.
So you would say that to make us do the different answer to you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're right, Jack. Yeah, we're going to say no real.
Okay, so Shakira banned from her school choir because her music teacher thought she had a voice like a goat. Greg, what's your final answer?
I think we'll say no real.
No real, yes.
And Chris, your team?
I think we're going to say real this time.
Let's find out.
That one is real.
Yes, Shakira's music teacher said she sounded like a goat because her vibrato was too strong. The same problem Alice Levine off of the choir had on TV last week. And at the end of that round, of real or no real,
Mr. Collins, we have smashed it. We got 20, Jack and Greg got 10.
Oh, boo.
Yeah.
Can you high five a teacher? Is this allowed?
You can try.
Come on then.
Yes, high five, teacher.
It was a good high five.
And that was the education section of Real or No Real today. Greg, you're on from here at 4 o'clock. What's the curry?
Yes, we are live on the stage and we have a whole load of people. Hello, everybody. Well, they've just been filtering in.
I know, that's brilliant because the dance lesson with Iveta Lukashuta ended and then... And then they all just kind of filed in and sat down on seats. It's very formal.
Well,
I like it.
This is going to be Greg's after-school detention.
Okay, and there's a school disco later.
There's a school disco from 6 with Danny Howard. And we've got special guests. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say who the guests are, but I am. Russell Kane and Wretch 3-2 will be here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I think my train's here. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Those were the best bits of Monday's show. Scott Mills.